Folks, it's Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And it's good to be here today. We're going to be talking about Enoch today. This is going to be, I don't know, what, part three of our series, our faith series. And we're just going through Hebrews chapter 11 and taking a look at the great men and women of faith that are mentioned in Hebrews 11. Now, last time we spoke on Abel, why God had respect unto Abel's sacrifice, but rejected Cain's sacrifice. And so this time, we're going to be taking a look at Enoch. And we're going to be taking a look at by faith, how Enoch was translated. So we're going to be talking a little bit about the translation. And we're going to take a look at one other person in the Bible that was translated and kind of show you how that is a type or picture of what will happen soon for us. Amen. So with that said, if you have your King James Bibles with you, please turn with me to Hebrews 11. And we're going to start in verse 1, and we're just going to continue on reading. We're going to read through verse 6. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So, tonight, we're going to be talking briefly, a little bit, on Enoch. This may not be a very lengthy sermon, but it will be just sort of, I'm going to try to keep it as short as I can, and there's really not much about Enoch. And so there's not a whole lot about Enoch mentioned. And as a matter of fact, I looked on my Bible app, and it's very interesting that Enoch only appears 11 times in the King James Bible that I'm aware of. Maybe it's more, but I'm only seeing 11 occurrences where Enoch is mentioned. And so, with that said, I want us to go to, before we go to Genesis, I want you guys to turn with me to Jude chapter 1, verse 14. Jude chapter 1, verse 14. It's kind of one of the occurrences where Enoch is found. Jude, I gotta go see James, John, and Jude chapter 1, verse 14. It says, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these sayings, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." Okay, so now we won't actually see what he actually wrote. Okay, let me rephrase that again, okay? Because that didn't come out right. We're going to take a look in Genesis about Enoch. And what we read about Enoch, we don't really read a whole lot about Enoch. Okay, we really don't know all the things that he did. We really don't know of all the things that he have said, okay? Except for some in the New Testament, okay? Now, It says that Enoch it says that Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied. Okay, so we see that he prophesied, but there is nowhere in my Bible that says that Enoch wrote a book. Okay, there is, but it's not the inspired word of God. Okay, it's not part of the inspired word. If it was, it would be in here, but it's not. So therefore, you know, we really don't see how Enoch, we don't really see anywhere in scripture where it says that Enoch wrote a book. Okay. But the Bible does give us a little bit of Enoch. And, but we see here is that he prophesied of a future event. Okay. According to Jude, we see that Enoch had prophesied of an event that has not yet taken place yet. Okay. It's an event where the Lord will come back with 10,000s of his saints. And I believe that it's going to be a part of, you know, the Battle of Armageddon. It's going to be the Lord and his army versus the Antichrist and his armies. And so when the Lord comes back again, he'll come back with 10,000s of his saints. Amen. That's what it says. I mean, that's what it says in Jude. Okay. Now, I want us to go to Luke chapter 3, verse 37. Luke chapter 3, verse 37. Luke 3, verse. Oh, I just lost it. There we go. Luke 3, verse 37. And here, we're going to kind of get a genealogy of Enoch, kind of where Enoch fits in. Okay. In verse 37, which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Malaleel, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. So you had Adam, Seth, Enos, Canaan, Malaleel, Jared, and then Enoch. Okay, that's six. But actually, it's the seventh. Actually, it would be seven, I think, right? Adam, Seth, Enos, Canaan, Malaleel, Jared, and Enoch. Yeah, so it's seven. Okay? From Adam to Enoch is seven, okay? So, we see that Jared begat a son, and that Jared is the father of Enoch. Okay, Jared, I believe if I'm reading it correctly, Jared is the father of Enoch. And Enoch is the father of Methuselah. If you know who Methuselah is actually the oldest living man that ever lived. Okay, now Adam lived to be 930 years. Okay, Methuselah lived a lot longer than that. He lived to be 960 years. Okay, so he lived a little bit longer than Adam. But we see, but Methuselah is indeed he is the oldest and longest living man ever on the face of the earth. So, with that said, let's go to Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to kind of do a little bit of backtracking here. And like I said, we talked about Cain and Abel and Cain, and I mentioned at how you know, God had gave Abel, God had respect onto Abel's sacrifice, but on the Cain's, he didn't respect it. Okay, we got into why that is. I'd also mention about how there may have been some jealousy between Cain and Abel because of that. And Cain slew Abel, and God had put a mark on Cain that nobody would kill him. Okay, now, so that's kind of where we left off. Now, I want to kind of pick up with Cain, and I'm going to pick up with Cain, and we're going to start in verse 17, okay? And actually, let's start in verse 16, okay? Let's start in verse 16. It says, "And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad beget Mahuriel," I'm sorry, I can't pronounce. "And Mahuriel beget Methuselah." Okay? "And Methuselah begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The one of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zilhah. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such handled the harp and organ. And Zulah also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Adah and Zilhah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." So you see that here with Enos, when Enos came on the earth, that's when men began to call on the name of the Lord. Okay? Now, let's see here. I want us to kind of go through here. And let's see here. Let's go to chapter 5. And we're going to go all the way down to verse 18. And it says, "And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years. And he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech." So, we don't have a whole lot on Enoch, okay, except he walked with God, which means he had faith in God, amen? Enoch had faith, okay? But you see here in verse 22, "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters." In verse 23, it says, "And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. In verse 24, it says, "In Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Okay? Verse 24 is a very important verse, okay? Because we see here that God took him, which means that he was translated out. Amen? He was translated out. Now, the translation. We know that no man knoweth the day or the hour. Okay? No man knoweth the day or the hour. Okay? But there is coming a time when we're going to get translated out of here. But I think first, before we get translated out of here, we'll have to go through some things first. A shaking. I personally believe that there's going to be a shaking to take place. And what that shaking is intended for, what it's going to do is it's going to test believers, but is also going to shake off the false brethren. And during the shaking, we'll know who is and who isn't. Okay? But I think we'll have to go through a shaking before we get translated out of here. Okay? So just like Enoch, okay? We won't see death. We'll go and we'll actually be heading home to meet the Lord in the air. And Paul says, not all shall sleep, but shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Okay? So, with that said, we see that Enoch got translated, okay? But he had this testimony that he pleased God, okay? But what does it say? It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen? So, we see that Enoch had faith, which means that he walked with God. That means he had a relationship with God, okay? He had a father-son relationship with him. Okay, so we see that he got translated out. Now, is there anyone else who got translated out without seeing death? And the answer is yes. There was somebody who got translated out. His name is Elijah. Okay, Elijah the Tishbite. It's kind of a cool name, ain't it? Elijah the Tishbite. Hang on a second. Let me find the verse. Let's see, Elijah. Whoops, did I spell that wrong? I think I did. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. What verse is it? It's really nice having a Bible app because you can actually look it up really quick. Let's see here. What is it? I cannot see. Was it 1 Kings or 2 Kings? Let's see here. Let's see here. Let me see. I can't find it. Okay, let's go to 2 Kings. Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. I think I found it. Sometimes it's kind of hard to find those things. 2 Kings chapter 2. And verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel." By the way, if you know what Bethel means, Bethel or Bethel means, I think it means how God's house or house of God. But anyways, "And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel, And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he has said, As the Lord liveth, and as the Lord, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that went to were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass that when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask, what shall I do for thee before I be taken away from thee? And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, they still went on and talked. And that, behold, there approached a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them up asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into two pieces. Now, I do want to say something here, okay? When we just got done reading those passages, we notice that Elijah knew when he was going to be taken up. Okay? He knew it. Before he was going to be taken up, he knew when it was going to happen. He knew to a certain extent. He didn't know the hour. Okay? But he knew that particular day he was going to get taken up and out up and out into heaven. Okay? Here's the thing. Jesus said, No man knoweth the day or the hour. Okay? We don't know when. But here's what I think. I think when the time comes close, we will know when we're going to get taken out of here. I think we will know when we get translated out of here. Okay? Noah knew when the flood was going to be. He knew. He knew when it was going to be. He knew the hour. I mean, he knew the day of it. He knew when the flood was coming. Okay, he knew, but no one else knew. He knew. Okay, because God revealed that to him. And I think in a very similar manner, God is going to let his people know when we're leaving, when we're going to be going home. Amen. And so, with that, okay, my question to you is, are you ready to go home? Are you ready to be translated out of here just like Enoch and Elijah? Okay, Enoch had faith. Elijah had faith. Amen. Now, that's the key word there, is faith. Okay. Will you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Okay, going back to Hebrews 11. Okay, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Okay, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So let me ask you guys a question. Is that you today? Will you believe and will you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? And will you believe that He is the rewarder of them who diligently seek Him? Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something, okay? If you're not born again today, today is the day of salvation. If you whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who He says He is, you'll be saved. Amen? The thing is, you need to put your faith and trust in what He did for you at the cross. Okay? If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you can know today. Okay? You can know today. If you go before Him and sincerely repent of your sins and ask Him to forgive you, ask Him to cleanse you and to wash you, and ask Him to fill you with His Spirit. Okay? If you sincerely go to Him and repent of your sins and ask Him to forgive you and cleanse you and to ask Him into your heart and to ask Him to be the Lord and Savior of your life, you'll be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. And for all those who are believers, okay, I believe at some point we'll know when we're going to get translated out of here. Just like Elijah. Just like how Noah knew when the flood was going to be. Elijah knew when he was going to get taken out to go home. The question is, will we know? The question I have for you is it possible that we'll also know when we get taken out and go home? Amen? Because I'm going to tell you something. All you guys who are watching this that put their faith and trust and Jesus Christ, you have a day to look forward to, and that day is the translation. That means that first the dead in Christ will rise first, but then all those who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet with Him, to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. Listen, I know that was kind of short. I hope it was a blessing to you. I really hope that it can be a blessing to you. But listen, I don't want you taking my word for things, okay? I want you to take what I say and you match it with this Bible, okay? If what I say does not match with what this Bible says, then let God be true and every man a liar. And if I am wrong, then I pray and ask that the Lord will correct and rebuke and chasten me for it. And, you know, when I go home, I'm going to have to give an answer for it. Okay, but if I am right, then I pray and ask that He will show you what I'm talking to you guys about. Amen. Anyways, with that said, I know it was kind of a short lesson. My back's been really hurting me all day today, so if you can please pray for me. It's been a rough couple days for me, so if you can keep me in prayer. Tomorrow's going to be Pastor Brandon live broadcast, so stay tuned for that. Today, I know it was a short one, but we don't really have a lot of the Bible doesn't really talk a lot about Enoch, and so there's really not a whole lot to say about Enoch, but there is what we have in the Bible, and also too, and like I said, there's nowhere in the Bible where it says that Enoch wrote a book. Okay, so my advice to you is stick to what the Word tells you, and do not go off on extracurricular books that are not ordained by God. Okay, be careful at what you look at, and if you do look at it, you know, look at certain things at which the Lord leads you to, but no matter what, you always stick with what the Bible says. Amen. So anyways, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. And if the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll be doing Pastor Brandon live. Keep me in prayer. Please keep my family in prayer. Keep these videos in prayer. Keep the ministry in prayer. And pray that God will just have His way and will with these videos. Amen. So listen, I love you guys. God bless you. And if the Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you guys. Love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.